O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 32. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Then at Last by Wendell Kimbrough. Jazz organ, rhythm guitar, and drum set establish an older country sound. This setting of Psalm 32 emphasizes the jovial feeling of being truly welcomed into the family of God.
The soul that's free from deceit. No need to hide what he says from what he means. Blessed is the heart forgiven by love, whose every fault our good Lord covers up. Disguised and buried my shame, ran through the night and I groaned through the day. A shelter I sought where I thought I was safe, but oh silent soul, how you wasted away. And at last I told all my shouts of joy, loving arms to me in, to my one true safe place, in the love of God and the family of grace. Listen up, if you truly want to live, do not hide alone in the dark like this one fool did. Be not like the mule as he fights against the reins. Come, let your broken heart be bound by grace. And at last I told all my shouts of joy, loving arms drew me in, to my one true safe place, in the love of God and the family of grace. And at last I told all my sins, and with shouts of joy, loving arms.
Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Human beings have a tendency to cover themselves, to hide behind facades so as to avoid really being seen. There's a fantastic illustration of this point in David Foster Wallace's novel, Infinite Jest. He wrote this book in the 90s, long before Zoom or FaceTime, but he managed to predict video calling, and all of the ways in which it would stir up anxiety is about how we're seen. In the novel, Wallace writes, quote, "Telephone calls could be fielded without makeup, toupee, even without clothes. But for the image conscious, there was of course no such answer as you are informality about video telephone calls, which consumers began to see were less like having the good old phone ring than having the doorbell ring," end quote. He then envisions a future in which to deal with this anxiety, people begin wearing high definition masks. You could slip it on quickly when the video phone rings in order to present a more put together version of yourself to your caller. But soon people began wearing masks just to be, quote, "undeniably better looking on video phones than their real faces were in person." After this, masks were supplanted with transmittable tableaus, which were essentially a heavily doctored still photograph of an incredibly fit and attractive person who actually resembled the caller in, quote, "such limited respects as like race and limb number," end quote. While masks and transmittable tableaus have yet to hit the market for FaceTime and Zoom, Wallace's vision of the future doesn't seem that far off. You can touch up your appearance on Zoom, you can add a filter on FaceTime, as well as every social media app. And when posting on social media, think about the anxiety that goes into selecting the right image with the right filter, preferably one that doesn't look like a filter at all, taken at the right angle. We all want to cover ourselves, but the covers that we erect just don't do the trick, and we know it. And eventually we reach a point where the burden of the facade becomes too much. And we want to be real. Real about even our sin and flaws. We feel, as David writes, our bones wasting away in our silence. There's a part of us that longs to confess, that needs to confess. According to the Christian philosopher James Smith, confession is the unwitting desire of every human heart. And what brings relief? Well, David writes in this psalm, "I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity." And the true relief comes in the latter part of verse 5. "I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Friends, in Jesus, we have the assurance of forgiveness. So think for a minute. Where are you trying to cover up? What are you hiding? Where are you pretending that you're better than you really are? Well, in the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to give those things over to God. Throw yourself on Him, knowing that He is rich in mercy and stands ready to forgive. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Most loving Father, whose will it is for us to give thanks for all things, to fear nothing but the loss of you, and to cast all our care on you who care for us. Preserve us from faithless fears and worldly anxieties, that no clouds of this mortal life may hide from us the light of that love which is immortal, and which you have manifested to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.